USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A manhunt is underway in Georgia for an armed and dangerous suspect after authorities found two more bodies following Saturday's shooting death at the Pine Tree Country Club in Cobb County. A man drove onto the green of the 10th hole and was confronted by golf course leader Gene Siller. He was killed. The two others were found Sunday and included the owner of the truck. The suspect was described as 6'1" with long hair, wearing a white or light-colored shirt and dark work pants. President Biden on Sunday celebrated the United States' near independence from the coronavirus, stressing unity against it.
We're back traveling again. We're back seeing one another again. Businesses are opening and hiring again. We're seeing record job creation and record economic growth. The best in four decades, and I might add, the best in the world.
USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Crime is out of control in Northern California, and drastic measures are the result. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Theft and crime is so bad in areas that stores like Target and Walgreens are adding security and closing earlier. San Francisco is the fifth worst city in the nation for retail theft, says Rachel Michelin, president of the California Retailers Association.
We've seen other retailers close in San Francisco. I'm actually proud of the fact that they're trying to hold on and keep the stores open.
She tells KPIX-TV it comes down to safety.
The bottom line is, when these employees do not feel safe coming to work, that's when they have to take these drastic measures.
A spokesperson for Target says the reason they're closing their stores in San Francisco is because of shoplifting, saying, quote, for more than a month, we've been experiencing a significant and alarming rise in theft and security incidents. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration on July 4th, 1776, and that makes the country 245 years old as of Sunday. That was the day we went from the United Colonies to the United States of America. House Minority Leader, Republican Kevin McCarthy from California, tells Fox News how conservatives view the 4th of July.
This weekend is about celebrating America's greatness. America is exceptional. Yeah. We're conceived in liberty and dedicated that everybody's equal. You know, America is more than an idea. We're more than just a country. Because you know what? This idea is so powerful. 32 years ago, a million kids in China went to Tiananmen Square and stood up to a tank to have freedom of speech. Just in the last 2 years in Hong Kong, they stood against China and the communism because it craved freedom of speech. Even in Iran, when they paint the American flag or the Israeli flag, wanting the college students to walk over it, they walked around it. There's a reason why America should lead in the world, because it's about freedom. There is no better place, no greater place that you can succeed than here. And it's the foundation, but it goes back to what Benjamin Franklin said in that constitutional convention. They asked him, what did he create? We created a republic, if you can keep it. It's our responsibility in this generation to stand up to China, to stand up to big tech, to stand up to wokeism. We would not be America today if we allowed wokeism in. And this critical race theory is racism. It's telling students, exactly, and children to judge one another based upon the color of their skin.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.